This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
It's a historic ruling, and former President Trump's campaign is vowing to take it to the U.S. Supreme Court. Donald Trump is being banned from the primary ballot in Colorado. The AP's Norman Hall.
The Colorado Supreme Court has banned former President Donald Trump from the state's ballot under the Constitution's Insurrection Clause. The ruling marks the first time in history that Section 3 of the 14th Amendment has been used to disqualify a presidential candidate. Colorado's highest court overturned a ruling from a district court judge who found that Trump incited an insurrection for his role in the January 6, 2021 attack on the Capitol. But that judge said Trump could not be barred from the ballot because it was unclear that the provision was intended to cover the presidency. The court stayed its decision until January 4th, or until the U.S. Supreme Court rules on the case. I'm Norman Hall.
Last night, former President Trump was campaigning in Waterloo, Iowa, and he said migrants are coming to the U.S. illegally from all over.
We have no idea who any of them are. They come from Africa. They come from Asia. They come from South America, but not just South America. They're all over the world.
Civil rights groups in El Paso County, Texas, are suing to try to stop that new state law that will let police arrest migrants who cross into the country illegally. The law would take effect in March. The civil rights groups say it's unconstitutional. Mexico's president worries the law could lead to racial profiling. Overseas now, the top leader of Hamas arrived in Egypt this morning for talks on the war between Hamas and Israel. Israel wants the world to blacklist Hamas as a terrorist organization. Young doctors in England are on a 72-hour strike in their dispute with the government over pay. Patients warned of significant disruption. The doctors want a 35% pay raise. This is AP News. The IRS has a message for taxpayers.
The IRS has announced new relief for those owing back taxes during the height of the COVID pandemic. The IRS says it will waive penalty fees for people who failed to pay back taxes that total less than $100,000 a year for tax years 2020 and 2021. The agency says nearly 5 million people, businesses, and tax-exempt organizations will be eligible for the relief, which totals about $1 billion. The federal tax collector temporarily suspended mailing automated reminders to pay overdue tax bills during the pandemic. Agency leadership says the pause in automated reminders is a reason behind the decision to forgive the failure to pay penalties. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Census Bureau says there are now almost 335 million people in the U.S. Immigration powered the population gains for a second year in a row. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.